Well, hey gang, it's Clement back here again. It's been forever and a day, and I apologize, but we will be continuing our Let's Play of Shadow Rain. I hope this volume isn't too loud, or the game volume anyway, because I don't have a way of turning my mic volume up higher, any higher than it already is. And I have no idea how to turn my volume down for my, for the game itself. So, this is what it's gonna have to be. I've actually finished part 6 of my Let's Play. I haven't uploaded that in a long time, and I'm gonna upload these two together. So, part 6, I kept referring to it as part 5. So, excuse me for that. Because it's been a long time since I did that one, too. But today, I'm back on track, and I know that I'm doing part 7. So, we're going to continue from where we left off. Right, I forgot to turn my speech on.
Speech mode on. 12, 16, 17, data, 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 16, 17,
So, right now, we have currently, from part 6, at the end of part 6, we were in the Forest of Winds, and we'd activated one of the three switches that had the seal in it, or that was concealing the door. There was an orb, or like a, some sort of board, that had three lights attached to it, and we lit up the right one. So now, we are going to warp over to Perumare, because we're going to head into the Forest of Winds over here. And right now, what am I doing? Man, I haven't played this in a long time. I don't even know how to get it. No, actually, oh no, I do. Never mind, I lied. You like to shoot these things down. So now we can come up here. And then head to our right from this area. And just would have done that for the experience. Okay. Put the sword away. Got some health items there. Just to be sure our health item is back up to full. And what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna save right here. Alright. Nope, there's not where I wanted to go. There we go. And let's go check on this door here. I hear those three switches. There's one in the center, one in the right, one in the left. Sekibang, that would be, what's the word?
It's a lithograph of the crystal.
A lithograph.
Okay.
Alright. So the right one is the one that's glowing. And we are going to go and find and open up the left ones as well. I'm gonna ignore that monster right there. I don't need it right now. And here, there will be a screen that is entirely composed of water. And there's no enemies in here right now. So we're gonna use Ludite to swim through it. So right now we've just entered the Forest of Winds and we branched off to the left. And we're gonna go straight up. These are all straight turns. And there's no way to go except there's a left turn there, I'm gonna take it. Now there's a turn northward. Still nothing there. Let's see where we go from here. Oh, we have to go south. Okay. Let me just check my field view real quick. See if there's no other exits. Just to make sure. And yeah. That would be correct. There's only one exit. Well, two exits. Both ways which we have to go already. So. Let's see if I can find a patch to stand on. So I can shoot these things. Good, not good, no, don't do that to me. Crap. Looks like I'm just gonna have to dash through them. Which is not good. Let me just look at this real quick. That's all water. Yeah, unfortunately, there's no way I could have done that. Okay, dry ground. Yes, right here.
Go,
yes. That's extra money I don't need. However, I am going to check. Let me just check what I have of items.
Stamina X6. Mental
Club
X1. Defense Glass X1. 回復の呪符 X3. 急変の解消から難易度ノロ. からシステム術データ.
Okay. Since they're all so close, it'll make more sense to use the main character anyway. Okay, but now that we've done this. More health. Point right here. Okay, let's check for exits. Aha! Found it. Only one exit to the far north, which is the one we're gonna take, after I deal with this last remaining straggler. There you go. Okay. Other than that. Let's take off these monsters. Yes. And to make my life easier, there is a whole smattering of health items over here. All of which I'm going to grab because I need them. And some money, too. There you go. Alright. Now that we've done that, there's an exit to the east here, which we are going to take. Before I do any of that, let's open this chest here. And we get 100 gold. Okay. That's useful. Sort of. And now... Oh boy. Where do we go? There you go. So we're gonna go up and to the corner of the screen here. HP, 88 HP, and unfortunately, I'm gonna use Lydia because she's faster. We need to go back west to get some more health items. And while I'm at it, I might as well get the experience. Yes.
HD 100,
HD 100. Alright. Now we've done this, we can come back in here. Let's use our spinning slash. Alright, here's the spinning wheel, let's charge. There you go. One hit. And it's already taken care of. However, there is another one in front of us that I don't want to get close to. Actually, oh no, I have to. Where is that turnip? There it is. Alright. Everything in here is dead now. And Lydia is gonna tell us that she senses magic force from behind this door, so we're gonna hit it, and we're gonna say yes. Out of its way. And we'll nice. Peg it a few times. Nice. Huh. Now at this point. It has about just the same as much range as we do. Actually, we have a little bit more than it does. No, actually, now that I come to think of it, our range might be a little shorter. Ooh! Oh, you look at that! Okay, no money, but there is this chest that just appeared out of nowhere, right? What does it have? Ooh. The priestess of the mountain has gained a new power. Which is... Alrighty! So we now have this... new skill with Irena called the Renzogiri, or the continuous slashes, which for all essence, let me save this first. I'm gonna save right here. And with Irena, if I draw her sword, let me go into the empty room, and we'll just do this real quick. So if I hold the skill button down, she'll charge, and then if I let go, she does 5 slashes in a row. So for all intents and purposes, this is a chain combo that you can use, which helps a lot, actually. It's a very nice tool to have. And so now we can go through this door that was locked before, and we can now have some fun with these guys. So, I can either kill all of these, or I cannot. It doesn't matter, I don't have to. But I am going to. Because I can. Alright. So we're back in this room where we were before. And now, there's an exit. Now, you could have gone through there already before. I'm just gonna kill one this time because I've already killed one already and I don't have to. So, now I'm going to run through and not kill them unless I need to. So if I go through this door, this is where we fought the boss, and where we got Irena's skill. Now, if we go to the right here, we're back in the room where the save point was. However, now, this door that was locked before is now unlocked. And the final switch, my friends, is right here. Okay, so, now that that is all done, We've got a couple of different options. We can go through this way, to the right, back where we fought the very, very first boss, which, as a matter of fact, is what I'm gonna do. So, so I stepped off that curb. Actually, I'm going to talk about that in a second. But let's go through here. Okay. Okay, so I took some damage from the boss earlier, and I'm going to tell you where we are. We are now back at the place where we first entered this forest in the first place. So before we go on to the next part of the story, I am going to pick up some more of these health items from the save point area. Alright, come on, let's get it. Swim across as a Zudai, so that it's faster. And why don't we drop a save here, just because. Saving, and it's done. Okay. Nope. Here we go. And we're probably gonna have to fight again. Or maybe not. Let's go up to the right past the exit. Actually, it's on the same level. Might as well. Pick the coin up, and we can ignore that last one because it's behind me and it's not going to reach me in time. So, here is the lithograph, or with the door that's blocking it, or whatever. Left one is glowing, the middle one is glowing, and the right one is glowing. Ooh. It's open! A cave? Is this the mysterious cave that was mentioned earlier? And it apparently is. Alright. Well, we are in here now. And we can save in here. So we will save in here. And from here, all we can really do is go north. So we're gonna go north. Right away, we're in an area that is locked. One more. Alright, there's a lot of money to pick up here, so we're gonna pick it up. Just a bit more back. Where is it? Right here. Alright. And again! Now, because these guys take faster or more hits, and Edina moves faster, let's try out her special skill. Turns out it wasn't needed. Okay, that was really bad. I probably should not have played it like that. However, that's what I got. Alright, that's all we're gonna get. There is a lot of stuff around here. Okay.
SD100.
Where's that last bit of coinage? Here. Here we go. So from here, there's only one exit. And we're gonna be locked in here right away. We can deal with that one. And that's taken care of. Okay. There's a bit more. Oh, we don't need it. Okay. Here we go, gang. We're gonna save here in case we die. And the only way north is the door. So, right away, we meet a monster. And it's saying something.
Nanjira.
And so he's wondering who they are. And apparently it's in a language that Rurai knows, but nobody else can understand. This is the old language of Herumare. And so he is the guardian of the stone that we use.
Yokaro. Nanjira. Kono kiseki o te ni suru ni atai suru ka.
So, if they want the stone, they have to go past him.
Toshikame sasete morao.
Yugahan. Alright. This is another pretty straightforward battle. And the AI for this boss is actually quite simple. It's very easy to unlock him and just stand around. If you get out of his range, he will get lost. And you can literally just stand here and shoot at him. Actually, let me see if this works. Alright, so he's stun locked, he's not facing away from me, he's facing away from me. I'm pretty sure he's facing the way, he's facing towards his right, or our right now, at the moment. So I'm gonna show you what this new slash looks like. It's 5 slashes, and we killed him! And that without even trying. Okay. And there, my friends, there is the stone. And so we're gonna pick it up. And we're all done. So we're gonna go back to the entrance of the forest. Yeah. Good or what? So that boss is defeated and we have the stone now, which means we just decided that we can go back to the cave and now we can actually finally explore the place. However, before we do that, there is something that we have to do. Because you will not want to miss this item. And this is in the cave where we just came from. Alright. Now, we're back in the cave here. Except for the fact that now there's no monsters because we've cleared out the whole area. So we can literally just dash through, and we're gonna do exactly that. And dash across the other side. We ran out of skill points, so I can't do that anymore. Swim across. Dash across again. Swim across. And kind of just rinse and repeat. Literally. Anybody catch that joke? Yeah, maybe? Okay. Alright, so we're gonna pass the save point here. This is the room where we fought the guardian. Now, when we fought him, you realize that there was an exit here that I ran past when I was trying to dodge his slashes. And, you couldn't go through that before because the area was a locked one, and once you defeated him, you went back right to the entrance. However, if you come back and then go through this exit, there will be a chest. And inside this chest, my wonderful friends, is something you will not want to miss out on. So we're going to walk into this room and look at the turns here. There you go. So we went down and then all the way to the right and then for a little bit north. And where is this chest? Right? Where is it? Come on. Stop doing this to me. Oh, actually. There's one more. Okay, there it is. The speed bubble! Your movement speed has been raised, and you can obviously tell. Because even now, we move just about as fast as... We moved a little faster, and now when our sword is drawn, if I draw it, we moved at the same speed we used to when the sword was not drawn. So now our movement speed has moved up a little further. That's not to say our attack speed, that's not the same thing. Our attack speed has not been upgraded. So, don't swing away like now because you think it's going to be okay. And we're going to swim across. And because now we have the speed bubble, I don't even have to switch characters. Because now Ludai moves as fast as Didia used to. And Didia and Irina now simply blaze through any screen you're in. Which is very, very good. And we're going to go out through here. And we're back in the forest. So we are going to... get out of here. Run past the save point. And head back to the city. I'm gonna get more experience here. Okay. There's an empty box there that we got a treasure from earlier. To our right there, and back in the room with a lot of monsters. Some money that I probably missed, but that's okay. Alright, so we're gonna save here. Alright, so what do we have in here? We're in the castle now, or we're in the city, and I'm going to check something real quick. Alright, I'm gonna just run past all the people here. Where was I going? More people? No, where is the city with the castle? Or where's the area with the courtyard of the castle? That's not it. I just left. I just left the city. That's not it. Okay, I'm gonna head back in there. I thought I was straight here. Oh yeah, it is. Alright, so now we're in the castle. And there's a couple of places we can go. Now we're in the courtyard. We're in the courtyard proper. And I'm gonna head into the castle itself. And here is the security headquarters. Now, remember last time I started a quest, or a series of quests that would give you rewards? Okay. The next amount is 1,200 monsters, which I haven't gotten yet. So I can't get a reward, and I can't level up my rank. However, I will go up to the second floor and see if Urusuasu, or the king, has anything to say to us before we leave for the next part of the story. If not, then very well. So we're gonna up to the second floor, head west out of the stairwell, and head to the third room. Nuda is right here.
Nuda, yoroshiku tanamuzo.
So no, he has nothing to say to us at the moment, which is fine. So I am going to head back to the temple, save, and call it a day. Now, if you think this part of this let's play has been dull so far, hang tight, because the intense stuff is coming up, and I assure you, you will not want to miss it. And we are now out of the courtyard. So we're gonna head north up here, to the northern exit of this screen. And out the door. We're at the save point for the city. I'm gonna use it real quick to warp. And it's warped me outside the temple. Perfect. And just to check one more time, we're still at level 4. And the next level requires 4,500 experience, which we don't have, and we're not even close to it right now. So, We have saved, and we're gonna close the game. And that's it for today, folks. Next time we will continue with the exploration of the cave that was formerly sealed, which we will break open and see what happens from there. And I will see you guys next time, and hopefully it will not be as long. See you later.